Captain Lee Peters, Stafford Sheriff's Office, here this morning. With New Year's Eve coming up, don't drink and drive. We hear it all the time, but unfortunately, we see all kinds of stories this time of year of where people do drink and drive.
I am so flabbergasted at this point that we're still having DUIs with all the ride shares that are out there. It's amazing to me that people will still risk their money, future, job, car, insurance, stability, reputation. And one of the things that's funny to me is, all of these avenues where you can just go out, have a good time, and get a ride home safely, and you still choose to drive. You still choose to endanger the community. You still choose to make these decisions. You still choose to crash your car. You still choose to injure people. I just can't for the life of me, when you can just press a button on your phone, get a ride wherever you want to go, and it probably costs less than gas at this point, and you can get there safely, we're still having people get behind the wheel of the car and drink and drive, or using medication or illegal substances and being impaired. And still getting behind the wheel. I cannot for the life of me understand why we are still there with all this technology today. So we ask people, we implore with people. We want people to understand that it is not acceptable. If we catch you, you're going to jail. There's no negotiation on this. And it's just something that we need to make stop. I mean, we had an incident the other day where a young person was hit by a drunk driver and hurt. And I just don't understand how, when you sober up, how do you go about your life knowing that you made that decision?
Yeah.
And it's remarkable to me that we're still in this position this day and age. So we're asking people, we're begging people, please, call for a ride. There nothing good can come out of drinking and driving. Nothing has. And you see, in Stafford County, we'll post your picture and we're going to show the community that you were arrested and what you did. And, there were some folks, we were at an event, and, our major, who's the king of Facebook, and our posts.
He's terrific.
He's great at it. And people tell him, I don't not drink and drive because of the consequences. I don't want to end up on your Facebook page with the comments. And I'm like, okay, well, whatever reason that you have, if that was the reason for not drinking and driving, thank you very much. I don't care why. But, yeah, a lot of people now are like, look, I just don't want to face that public humiliation. Well, that's not the point. The point is, we're posting people who are arrested for different crimes, and you're not going to be excluded because it's just a DUI. You are, while driving impaired, you are a danger to public safety. You're a danger to community. You're a danger to yourself. And if we catch you, we are going to take the appropriate law enforcement action. There are no warnings in Stafford County. We do not give rides. We don't call you a friend. You should have done that in the first place.
Yeah.
So that is one of the things that we do not have any variance from. If you are drinking and driving, you will go to jail.
And I bet on the course of a weekend, because you do post all of that, and especially on the weekend, there's sometimes 4 or 5 DUIs, and the other thing is, so many of them, this is multiple DUIs. This isn't just a first time.
Well, after the first of the year, we're going to come back and talk about what the sheriff's office is going to do in accordance with the Virginia law that's been out for a while, and how we're going to further educate people after an arrest for DUI. And
okay.
We're going to talk about those things, and it's something in the law that says, we can do certain things, and it kind of helps you to make better decisions. So we just ask, there should not be any other reason to not drink and drive except for it can cost you your life. It could cost somebody else's life. If you need another reason besides that, then I think we're failing. But we just have to get people to understand, no, you're not good at it. I know you've done it how many times, but eventually we're going to catch you. It's not something – you don't drive better when you're drunk. We're not just going to let you go because you've been in the community for 20 years. All of these different reasons that we hear, I don't feel like I've only had 2 beers. Yes. Well, in law enforcement, we do the calculation. You say 2, we double that plus 1, and it's really 5 or 6. And generally, we're right. These are some of the most well-trained deputies in Virginia, and I say the nation, when it comes to impaired driving detection. They are good at it, and they are the deputies that I want protecting my community, because they are that good at it, and they have no tolerance for it. and they're professional when they do it, and they do what they need to do to keep the community safe. So, you know, people always say, don't, you know, I love the post. I don't know why you did that in Stafford County. Well, we don't either, but you did, and here are the consequences for it. You know, to the people out there that are doing the right thing, we applaud you. We wish that that behavior could be cloned, duplicated, and put out through the community so that others would follow it. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for keeping Stafford County safe. Thank you for respecting your community and those who live in it. That is the behavior that we want. You know, we've never pulled over an Uber and pulled, you know, somebody out of the back for, you know, for drunk in public.
Right.
We applaud that behavior. We want people to make those responsible decisions. To the people who choose to drink and drive, well, we're coming. And, you know, this time of year, we spend a lot of money. The federal government gives a lot of money to add patrols and increase our enforcement for DUIs, and we're going to. So from Thanksgiving to, you know, after the first of the year, that is our target. We are going to go out. We're going to find people who are impaired. We're going to take them off the road, and we're going to lock you up. So, you know, I hate saying things like that because it sounds, you know, so governmental. But in that particular arena, when it comes to impaired drivers, there's no other way to say it to people than to just be straightforward and honest. We are going to try and find you. We are going to lock you up. It's not negotiable.
It's so interesting. And as many interviews as we have done, the two things where there is no nonsense with you and there's passion. There's passion on all of this, but where there's no nonsense is DUI and driving recklessly around school buses in neighborhoods with kids.
You know, it's just goes back to, you know, selfishly, this is my community.
Yeah.
You know, the sheriff has given me the opportunity to serve this community and the 155,000 people in 277 square miles. And we take that as an organization very seriously. You know, you look at our mission statement and the part that says, you know, to paraphrase, that, you know, our job is to make the citizens of Stafford County feel comfortable and free from crime in their neighborhoods and their community. And that's what we want to do. We want Stafford to be a fun place. We love events, you know, like the parade. We love the fair. We love the Christmas tree lighting. We love seeing people come out, and we can interact with people as people and just shake hands and talk. We love going to community events. You know, we are, you know, in this area, we are the king of community events. We love what we do. We love our community.
Yep.
And when we can say that we are keeping it safer than it was the day before, or we're putting in that effort to just meet the community, or, you know, we're doing these things because we truly care about our community. You know, when it comes to, you know, these law enforcement issues like drunk driving and speeding, again, our job is to make sure that people are safe. And a lot of people are like, well, I don't understand. You know, I was just going 80. Well, there's a bigger picture to that. You know, we look at, you know, the consequences. Okay, so you crash and you shut down Route 1. Now you've affected all 155,000 people traveling through Stafford County.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a responsibility to make sure that everyone is safe. And again, we want to educate. We want people to voluntarily comply. We want people to, you know, and that sounds horrible. You're like, oh, now you sound like a, you know, a military general. No, it's about just respecting your community. It's about complying with the law so everyone is safe. It's about being part of a community that cares about itself and the people in it.